everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is Darren. Thank you so much for tuning in and telling all your friends and all the... I need a new shtick at the beginning. I don't know what to do.
I think it sounds fine.
You got to put your mic on first before you talk.
You always turn it on for me. You need some consistency.
No, you know what?
You're just a terrible board op.
You are an adult. You're a man. You're going to have to learn to do this for yourself. Because you know what? You know who's not going to be there in the real world when you need him? This guy right here.
No, because I can do it myself because I'm a better board op.
I'm not a board op, so
exactly.
Stop being mean. Can I just say, and it's possible that you're going to have to bleep some stuff.
Okay.
Because ever since we talked about T.I., I can't get whatever you like out of my head.
Oh, will you just play the censored version?
Is there a censored version?
Yeah, there's the radio edit.
Let me look up radio.
Where the
edit. Is there bad words in it? I don't remember. Yeah.
The radio version, the sex is so sweet and so nice.
Sex so Patron on ice.
Yeah, but then on the other one.
This is a good song. It's from 09. Is that old?
Yeah, I remember it in college.
Not all, because there was a bad word there, but they switched it up for the radio. What was the bad? I don't even remember.
The late night sex was something other than special and nice.
You can have whatever you like. This is a good song. You know, whatever happened to T.I.? It's like, it's one of those stories where he kind of just disappeared. And the same way I feel like B.O.B. and Nelly.
Nelly, yeah, I was going to say Nelly,
right? Because Nelly is definitely in the same sound of rap as T.I., or at least this song. What was the other T.I. song?
The only other one I know is Rubber Band Man.
I don't think I know that one. Does that need to be a radio edit? All of this stuff probably need to be radio
edit. Did you just save the rejoin that you made on this audio file? Dang it. Because I was just going to make it now.
Too bad.
Okay.
I don't remember this song. Is this the remake of the Rubber Band Man song that was from like the 60s?
Yeah. I don't know.
Look up Rubber Band Man. Because there's like a bluesy song, I think.
Yeah, right? You're right.
This was a hit?
In like 2000.
Is this the remake?
This doesn't sound like the version I know, but the words are all the same.
Hey, it's a rubber band and a rubber band. That's the song. Play that one.
It's in Avengers.
Rubber Band Man. Am I making that up? It was also in a Raisinette commercial.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
The song just had, like, sometimes songs have the same name.
Is it a remake? Is my question. So it's the name of the song. Okay. This is a way better Rubber Band song. Why isn't this a hit? Why aren't people still talking about this classic?
It was in Infinity War, apparently.
It was. I think it was during, what's his name? The tree. Groot.
Groot.
I think it was in a Groot scene. It must have been in the Guardians of the Galaxy part, because this is very much from, when was this, 60?
I don't know. All I have is a picture of Infinity War.
Who sings this? Spinners. Yeah. This was. Yeah, this was 100% of the Guardians of the Galaxy part.
1976.
70s.
This is Motown.
Oh, so good. Yeah, that's all. I mean, I just wanted to experience a little bit. You can stop it now.
I don't know how I stumbled upon that Rubber Band Man song by T.I., but I've been listening to it for at least 18 years.
Yeah, it's not a good song.
Yeah,
right? It's not really a good song.
No, not really. Not many rap songs are.
Well, so old school... Let me find a clean version of this radio edit. Nelly, that whole album.
The Ride With Me?
Yeah, it was outstanding. And I remember this was really long ago because I feel like I was in high school still. Find out what Country Grammar came out.
Country Grammar, okay.
Because that's the song.
Yeah.
Oh, this comes. Give me some. Light it up and take a rub.
2000.
So I was just out of college, or I was just starting college.
I was 10 and a half.
So and take a puff, pass it to me now. You can find me
in St. Louis rolling. I definitely listen
this
to that.
Such a good song. And I remember trying to sing it but feeling awkwardly white.
It was weird how rap was the only thing when I was a kid that was popular. And like Britney Spears. Yeah.
Did he go crazy, Nelly?
I don't
know.
Was
he one of those people? Because I know
he might have gone,
kinda went crazy.
He might have gone sane and gone into family mode.
No, I don't.
He took the Band-Aid off his cheek and he...
I just feel like we did
married.
A story recently of him thinking like the world is flat or something. Or was that B.O.B.?
I don't know who B.O.B. is, so...
Yes, you do. Well, this is Paramore. Well, Hayley Williams, part of the B.O.B. song. This was a great song. This album is brilliant by B.O.B. Hold on. It was B.O.B. who's the crazy...
Blazing Onion Burger?
Look up Nelly and find out if he went crazy.
That's what I'm doing. I could use a
dream or a wish to go back to a place
much simpler. Oh, he had a rape arrest.
Okay, that's then what I'm thinking. In Renton, right? Or Puyallup?
Yeah, in Auburn.
Auburn.
That's right.
Bob, B.O.B. was the crazy one.
Uh-huh.
Nelly was the accused rapist. And you hoping but them people never call you back. Come on.
What are his other songs?
And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish? Tell me the name of this album. One chance, so I'll tell you. I don't remember.
Is it B.O.B. presents the adventures of Bobby Ray?
Yep. Okay, I'll find some more stuff from them. Because this was at the time that they started to do a lot more of the featuring acts. Like you have B.O.B. It's sort of like what producers and DJs
right.
do now, where they just do the mix and they introduce you to either new artists or they do collaborations.
Every Lil Wayne song.
Exactly. Or any like DJ Guetta and all those people.
What
like,
was that?
Okay. But in any case, just go with what I'm saying. But in this case, this was the first time I remember like a hip hop album being exclusively about the sort of connecting with rock or pop songs and doing it in a meaningful way. This one was Don't Let Me Fall. This is a good song. I can't remember who's in. Although, actually, this was just him. This was, ironically, the first one I pulled. It's not the traditional.
I was hoping to hear songs that I've heard of. The dream, just a moment ago. I was up so high, looking down from the sky. Don't let me fall. And what about,
remember this song?
No, Run DMC and Aerosmith.
No. The whole album. I'm saying. They say what goes up must come down, but don't let me fall. Don't let me fall. And the other thing is, he was notable in that he knew how to sing and rap. Because usually you can only do one really, really well and you kind of phone in the other side.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Both. Because I'm glad enough that oh so very high that if the clouds were to drop me, then I'd fall out the sky. I don't really know why I'm here. I guess I'm just here for the ride. I swear it feels like I'm dreaming. It's vividly defined. Yeah. So call me whatever you want. Yeah. Title me whatever you like. Yeah. But let's get one thing straight. Yeah. You know my name, so I run this town when I'm on this mic. Yeah. Yeah. So here I go. So good. And I don't know who Bobby Ray is. I think he might be Bobby Ray.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Bob.
I don't know what his name is. Okay, here's the other one. This was such a good song. This is Rivers Cuomo in this one.
Who?
Google Rivers Cuomo.
I know Mario and Andrew and Chris. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows they're from New York City. I wonder if they took their name from. When I hit
the floor, the girls come snapping. I'm trying to remember the lyrics now. Now everybody wants a breast of magic. You don't remember this? Magic,
magic. This is a magic, magic, lyrics from a different song, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm gonna say you don't remember this song.
No. Temple blow
your mind. Think a verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and no don't be shy. I feel like this can be a grocery jam.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like this you can work into like Safeway.
Is this an original?
I don't know. What's happening? Is it?
That's what I'm gathering. But no, I've never heard this.
I got the magic in me. God, it's such a good song. This whole album, now all I want to do is listen to B.O.B. And he also, by the way, did something with, what's her name? Taylor Swift. I'm looking it up right now. You remember this one probably because everyone remembers this. Or anything that she touches, people remember. Both of us.
I thought I knew everything by Taylor. She's my girl. She is.
She hates you.
That's fine.
You don't remember this song?
No. I thought she did Bad Blood was a only rap thing that she did. No, I've never heard this.
We'll get to the chorus and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
When your money's all gone and you lose your whip, you might lose your grip. When the landlord tell you that you're due for rent and the grass so green on the other side, make to run straight through the fence. You're going to have to delete that. The fridge by 20 times,
but you still can't find no food. Tell me what time it was at.
12:20.
Okay.
He just said a bad word. I didn't realize that there would be bad language in a Taylor Swift song. That's not my fault. Okay, let's take a quick break. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is Darren. This I'm going to try to do this story tomorrow. Wanted to do it today, but I got a little caught up in whatever it is we were talking about in the second hour, first segment. A couple says they were mock raped at a haunted house in Akron, Ohio, which seems insane to me that in 2018, even if you were to agree to sign some waiver to be a part of one of these types of things, which I didn't realize that there are some haunted houses you have to sign a waiver at, that this would be included. So it happened at Akron Fright Fest. Sarah Lalonde and her boyfriend Ryan Carr, they described what happened inside this haunted house to WEWS ABC.
And there was a man in a mask standing over my boyfriend. My boyfriend was on the edge of the bed, pushed him, and he was being pushed down.
She comes over and yells, "Stop, what are you doing? That's my boyfriend." He's word for word, he's like, "Your boyfriend, I, not anymore, he's mine now, I'm going to rape him."
Jeez.
And then he started thrusting against me.
Now, I will say this, and I don't know if it makes a heck of a lot of difference. It's definitely wrong, but I think it would be more wrong if it was against a woman.
Yeah.
In the 2018 times,
I wonder if
because
that was strategic.
But that's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if they thought, well, I mean, it's a stupid thought, but what if they were thinking, oh, well, maybe it's more appropriate to rape the dude? Like, no, it's not. It's just as bad.
Better.
No, but is it?
I mean,
no, it's not. Not even a little bit. But I can see why they might think that it would be better. But it's just so bad.
I think they probably had like a, hey, listen, guys, this is, you know, rape's bad, but so only do the guys.
Yeah, like feminism, we got to go after that. Like, no, still wrong. And they say it wasn't like the special haunted house where you need to sign the waiver. This was just the normal part of the haunted house. Sarah says they refused the commands of the actors as best as they could.
They were shoving and pushing. They shoved us into walls. They told us to get down on all fours, which we didn't.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not.
Who thought that that was appropriate? And then other people, because maybe these two are wrong. They misinterpreted the situation. But then you go on the Facebook page for this haunted house, and at least WEWS, they quote two Facebook users. One says it was 100% a rape scene. And another one said they did have a mock rape scene in one of the houses. So this is not something like they're wondering, oh, could have been misinterpreted.
Should we take this call?
No, it's probably for MedVed.
No, it's not on the MedVed line.
Okay, answer it, and let's see if they want to talk.
Okay, you're talking, though. Pot it up. And turn it on.
Hi, you're calling.
Oh,
you dope.
You didn't do it quick enough.
Oh, shut up.
That would have been
I didn't
fun.
Have the buttons up. It's not my fault.
It's because you're not a good board op.
Because I didn't know we were taking phone calls. Anyway, back to the story.
Back to rape.
Someone tried to call us. Ryan wishes he would have had some notice that this would happen inside of the house, which is also kind of a weird statement to make.
That's I thought so
completely
too.
Uncalled for. Like, I would understand completely if they had made it known to me.
Really?
Of what I was getting into.
You would understand that completely?
But even then, that's okay. Still really crossing the line.
So it sounds like he made a point that he went too far. He didn't pre-think, and then he realized it mid-conversation that I made a bad implication. Let me pull it back. That's what that was. This is I can't believe this. So WEWS says they reached out to the haunted house manager over Facebook, but he didn't respond to the message. They also called the owner of the property who said he would have the manager contact them. The same manager who did not respond to them wrote online, "The issue has been resolved," and that's it.
Why put so much effort into a haunted house just to risk it by doing a stupid
weird.
Don't
it's
do that.
It's so weird.
You should know better as a human being.
I agree. I'm with him. I agree with you. You're right. Play the music. I want to go home.
Okay.
By go home, I mean I have stuff to do.
ALS.
And then I've got a lunch dinner or lunch meeting. We're going to do a video right now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Downstairs. What do you mean hopefully?
Well, the door was locked downstairs.
Unlock it.
I don't know how.
You get that key. You break in if
and
you
also,
need to.
Also, I'm not sure if the memory cards are down
You're
there.
You're just the worst. I told you yesterday I wanted to do a video.
Yeah. Hey, Drew. What's Drew doing
here? Did you do any prep work at all?
Yeah, I was just over there. I logged in the computer. I found a background.
I meant for the video recording.
I found a background image.
Oh, did you? What is it?
An American flag? What do you think?
Why don't we just use the KTTH studio background image? We've got one in the newsroom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
That's on you, though. Watch our video on Instagram. Goodbye.